traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Pardon my American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
Pardon my American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
Pardon my American.
Artificial intelligence android.
Pardon my American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir.
Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Heyo, welcome to another episode.
We should do an episode
where we do it really like traditional.
Traditional?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Pardon My American Podcast. Greg, how are you doing today? Chris?
I'm okay.
Pleasure to be with you today.
I'm just fine. Welcome. Good morning, fellas.
You remember that Saturday Night Live skit where the two women baking? They're like, Well, hello, Nancy. How are you today?
Yeah, that's where Alec Baldwin came on with his sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Your balls are so thick and dense.
They're very big.
We should do a baking show, Pardon My American Baking, for the holidays.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Pardon my pit ham. You know what I'm saying?
Pardon My American Biscuit.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, so it's real out there, everybody.
It's real, man.
You know, we just, I think, had our anniversary of Event 201. We all remember Event 201.
Yeah.
Where the world leaders all met and kind of decided the blueprint for this whole plandemic that we're living through right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, happy anniversary.
Somebody just posted that we've just hit or about to hit or recently hit 600 days of... The 14 days to stop the spread.
Oh,
600
wow.
days of flattening curve?
Yeah, man.
14 days times 20 to stop the spread.
You know, in hindsight, if they would have came out and just said, like, we need 600 days to stop the spread, I'd have been like, I mean, I guess, you know, 600 days. No, I'm joking. That's terrible. 600 days. 600 days.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of time that we will never get back. And, you know, if you're a kid...
Yeah.
Think about how much that you've lost, especially if you're a senior, you weren't able to.
I gotta be honest, like kids, I don't know, man. I think the young adults, the high school kids that have gone through this, I think that's the most fucking, because they know what's going on. They're missing out on all these really important events that we all take part in when we graduate, you know. I mean, my kids, like, they're just like fucking, they're playing, dude. They're having a blast. They don't fucking know all of the ramifications, but. No, it's sad, man. I mean, how many people died that didn't get to say goodbye traditionally?
Yep.
How many funerals weren't had because of this? How many, like, there's so many things that we can go off on.
It's,
600 days is too fucking much.
Well, and have you guys watched COVID Land yet?
No, dude, I haven't.
That's one of the saddest parts of it is when you have the old people in the nursing homes and whatnot who can't touch. You can't go give your mom a hug or whoever's in the nursing home, right?
Dude, that, I mean, you can attest to this too. Skin to skin contact is important.
Yeah.
I know I'm not trying to make that all weird, but like,
no, it is.
Like having contact, like touching somebody is so important. And I mean, I think at the end of the day, when this all goes away, if it ever does, if it, you know, I think we're going to look back and I think those things are going to be some of the saddest parts of this whole thing. Just the lack of, like, these people don't get to come back, right? They don't get to see their loved ones again. And
well, I mean, have they found a way to make them come back?
Oh, maybe.
Are they going to revive them? Is that, like, going to be
reanimation?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But like a digital form.
I did read a while back that there's some doctors over, I forget where, I think it was Russia or China, one of the two.
Oh,
I mean,
was he riding? It's always one of the two.
Was he riding a bear drinking vodka? Because I think we found footage of him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're working on the technology to reanimate people from the dead. Which, I mean, if you've never seen any movie, that's always a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it.
Yeah, so I don't know that I feel like it's part of life. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to lose a loved one. But that's part of that grieving and like what gives you faith, right? Because you're like, yeah, I will see them again. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, how can somebody, how can a wife, for example, who's grieving a loss of her husband ever get over it? Or she, like, remember that show that was, what's it called? Black Mirrors?
Oh, yeah. Black Mirror.
You can't get over somebody if you can sit there and be like, I'm just going to go talk to him in the bedroom real quick.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, there's no grieving anymore.
Or it's like Colin Powell, with the Afghan war ended, he got really depressed and died.
His heart was broken.
Yeah. So
maybe that's the goal, no broken hearts.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yep. Everybody's just happy rainbows all the time.
No one will be so sad that they lost a loved one because, oh, wait, they're back.
Yeah. But then you can't have too much positivity because that's toxic, right? The toxic positivity. Mm. Like, if you got cancer, just admit that you're going to die, and there's
if
nothing.
If anyone gets too up and up on their happiness, bring them down a peg.
Yeah. And the mainstream media is going to be like, how are we going to label COVID death if they're going to be right back tomorrow? We can't have that.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
If you get COVID and you're unvaccinated, you don't get a comeback.
Oh, yes. Ooh. If you're unvaccinated, they will not bring you back.
Yep. They're going to be like, hey, he was dirty. Can't have him back. You know what I mean? Oh, he was fully vaccinated? Colin Powell's back tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll bring him back.
It wouldn't shock me at all. Right? Got to meet these guidelines.
So dirty. Yeah, they can affect your life and your afterlife. We'll tax you when you're dead.
Oh, yeah. You don't get a nice coffin. Yeah, you get like a old refrigerator box. Here you go.
Yeah.
That's all you get. Sorry.
A refrigerator box?
Yeah.
What, am I homeless now?
Yeah, that's what they give you.
Yeah, and then you gotta pay. You probably end up having to pay rent on your space.
Yep.
Your family.
Oh, for sure.
Pay your rent for your dead body occupying land.
Yeah, Bill's been in that ground for 20 years. That's roughly $200 a month. And you owe a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Well, anyways. Yeah, pardonmyamerican.com.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, you guys, go to pardonmyamerican.com. We have our shirts. We have our hats. We have links to Teespring.
Yeah.
Wherever we're going to have our merch going on.
Yeah, we're working on something else. Try to find something that's a little bit nicer. There's some stuff going on. But also check out Patreon.com.
Get on Patreon, baby.
Yeah, that's where it's at, man. I mean, we're doing $10 a month to get you an extra couple episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Live questions and answers, which has been so much fun for us.
Well, it's an extra episode every week.
Every week.
Every Friday, and you guys get to call in and join us.
Absolutely.
Okay. And
we discuss what you want to discuss.
Yes.
I love it.
And it doesn't have to be politics.
No.
People are asking like, what our favorite colors are, like what favorite horror movies.
It is no holds bar, right?
Well, I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's been pretty tame.
Well.
We haven't had to shut anybody down.
We talked about a little jib-jab stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There could be some creatures in there.
We want to hear what you guys have to say. So get on there, check it out, see if any of those fit. We have three different tiers. And if any of them fit you and you want to join, please do it. It helps us tremendously. You know, between this and the ads and other things. Like,
it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We'd rather have you guys join those live streams and interact with us there personally. You know, it's more personal, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, go check out Patreon.com, PardonMyAmerican.com, Teespring if you want some merch, all that stuff. We appreciate it. And leave a 5-star review.
Leave a rating.
Some viewers think, we actually don't get to cherry pick those.
So. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, all 5 stars, fuckers.
Yeah.
Where's all the ones? Where's that kid? Fuck off.
No, you guys are doing great. We want to get to 1,000, right? We're at 514 ratings. We want to get that up to 1,000. Okay? It's going to take us a while.
Oh, listen. We have that many people listening. There should be no issues.
Get on there. Freaking leave
us
rating.
If you have not,
iTunes,
please do it. Let's see if we can get at least 100 in the next week.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Let's get up to 600 by Friday.
700.
Oh,
800.
Let's do 8.
Spread them.
1 million. I'm kidding.
Hey.
So this episode, we got a bunch of small shit. That's kind of where we're at. We were looking before the episode. We're like, what are we going to talk about? We had a good last episode. It was fun.
Yes.
A lot going on. But this one, we're just going to have a good time.
Well, yeah, we can talk about whatever.
I want to talk about Kanye.
Yes.
You know, Kanye. I feel like you had some stuff about him. I definitely wanted to see what you had to say because we kind of forgot to go over it.
You already kind of messed up because you're supposed to call him Ye.
Hey, I was letting you announce
him. His name has legally been changed to Ye. All right?
Ye?
I think it's just Ye. So Kanye West, Ye, right, has legally become Ye after name change request is approved by L.A. judge as he unveils new haircut. Oh, boy, does he. Yeah, so he came out and I guess he's explaining that Ye is used in the Bible as you. And he had this IG post that said, I am Ye. So he's meaning like I am you. So it's more symbolic.
I don't know why, but I seriously think it's Ye. I feel like it's actually Ye.
I thought it was Ye.
Well, like Yeezys.
If you look at the name Kanye.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with that, though.
Okay.
Because he was talking about the Bible, and it was like,
oh,
Ye are, you know.
I
think it's Ye.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but isn't his shoes called Yeezys or Yeezys?
Dude, I have no idea. But
I could be wrong. I have no idea who's right or wrong. We can look it up.
I'm just going to say Ye. But
yay!
What? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We should add a couple of yeast to that.
It's like tomato, or yeah. Who knows? But regardless,
yes.
Yeah, I think it's ye. Just say it as like you're speaking Old English with the first part of this.
Ye
who has no middle name or last name.
Ye who giveth a shitty haircut shall be renameth. And you will get what you would like from the judge. So scroll down and look at this guy's hair, dude. I mean, this is literally Britney Spears lost her mind and went into the bathroom and just decided to shave her head, dude.
Whoa.
All right. So show the good people this kind of buzz.
Did he do that himself?
Oh, yeah. You could tell. That was just, I'm going to put the shaver
this
back
isn't
there.
A new haircut. He just...
He ripped through his head with a buzzer, right?
Yeah, he just did random shit to his head.
Yep, he's like, I'm going to buzz a little here, buzz a little there. I'm going to get back in here and just kind of do a little weird design here. There's no rhyme or reason. And actually go to the next tab in Twitter, and you'll see a better picture there from the side angle. Oh, yeah. Look at this, everybody. He has his mask and his shades.
What is that, like, illness or virus, whatever, that dogs get where their hair falls out?
Oh, boy.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
He looks like he has a weird, like, alopecia.
Scabies.
Alopecia, alpaca, however you say that.
Alopecia.
Where you fucking lose your hair in places.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Alopecia is the medical terminology for baldness.
Mm.
But, yeah, he definitely looks like he's got, like, rabies or something.
No, but it does it in patches like that.
Oh, boy.
Because I kind of get it here and a little bit here on my face. So, I just have circle patches that don't go hair sometimes.
So, can crackin' ye. We'll start calling you Ye.
Ye, but that's what it looks like. Obviously, you can see where he took the fucking trimmers to it. But
yes, yeah, people are trying to say that he made a Y right there on his temple, but I'm thinking no,
there's no Y.
So I was just looking it up, and apparently, I don't think people understand what it is actually.
Oh,
they said a lot of fans think it's Ye, like Yeezy, which is actually the shoe.
Yeah,
while some reports are saying it's Ye. Like Kanye.
That would make more sense to me, as Ye is already kind of in his name.
But it says about the Bible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Ye.
Yeah, look.
I can see where they thought maybe this was the Y, but they made this shit up.
I know. This E is nowhere
this
to be
e
found.
This E part, they fucking made that part up.
Yeah, someone put like genius.
Dude, what's
funny?
What
did they say? What does this tweet say? It says... What a genius. Yeah.
I was looking this shit up while you were talking about the haircut, and that was my first real look at it. Like, real look.
Oh, dude, it's bad.
It looks like a burn victim. What's going on?
It does. It looks like
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So go back to the original article there. So he changed his name, and oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. I am Ye, or I am Ye. So the being formerly known as Kanye West, I am Ye. It is what it is.
I mean,
what's on that last tab?
Isn't this kind of just following like some other pop stars and shit? You know, like, remember the formerly known as Prince, the fucking symbol?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what was really kind of odd are his masks, dude.
Yeah.
And so he came out, he was over in Venice or something, and he had this white face mask on. That's not what this one is. This is all feather.
It's like an owl.
Yeah. And someone's like, why does no one talk about his owl masks? Because I guess he wears a shitload of masks.
The fourth kind, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and White Owl. Isn't the White Owl some sort of Illuminati thing, right? Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe.
There's a White Owl that's a symbol, like, that's part of the Illuminati type of thing. Look at that. No mouth owl mask.
It's kind of a creepy mask, bro.
Yeah, it is. But look up white face mask Kanye, and you'll see.
Am I going to get flagged for looking up white face?
No, it's just like weird freaking. It's almost like a Karen mask. But it looks really odd. And then he just came out. I guess he was over in Venice or something. But yeah, look at this. Freaking.
Oh.
No, you're going to have to click on an article, dude.
Dude, his masks are.
Click on that first one. Yeah, people. Oh, boy. Look at this. Where was he at? What does the article say? He was in Venice. He's Kanye West debuts patchy shaved hairdo after being spotted wearing Halloween-like mask. Oh, okay. So it's like,
so that's like a,
Michael Myers.
That's like a Yoda meets.
That's but, Michael Myers, dude. That's without not the
Michael
hair.
Michael Myers.
Man. Isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Wow. I don't know what it is, but it's fucking. You remember that? Yeah. What was that movie with that was on Netflix with the police and there was like the Beast Police with the fucking people and they had to work together. It was like a really popular.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And Will Smith was in it.
Will Smith was in it. That's the fucking other guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So he's definitely kind of.
Well, actually, on our Twitter, I just saved that article since you bring up the masks. Where he's having lunch with Cohen. Look at that. Exclusive.
Michael Cohen.
What's it say there? Exclusive. Kanye West dons bizarre mask for second Michael Cohen meeting. This was 17 minutes ago.
Why is he meeting with Michael Cohen? That guy's a dirtbag. Isn't he?
Look at that fucking mask, though,
what
bro.
What the hell? How do they know that's Kanye?
That's a good point.
It's a dead giveaway.
That is hilarious. What if it wasn't? Kanye West, or West meeting.
I will say this. I almost feel like he's wearing a mask of Michael Cohen.
You think so? Oh, it is. Look at him.
Like, he's just like, I'm who's who.
But how could you have a conversation with somebody, seriously? Like, just sitting,
Cohen's face at the table looks like, dude, do you have to wear the fucking mask? He just looks so annoyed at
it. It looks very serious. I thought Michael Cohen was in jail, but maybe I'm wrong.
You could, I mean, he could say whatever he wanted to, and you wouldn't see lip movement. You wouldn't be able to, you know, only Cohen would hear what he's saying. So maybe it's something.
Oh, to disguise something. Okay.
So I don't know. Why are they having
it? What did his hat say?
It. IFR.
Indish.
IFR?
Indish I Pi.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Wisdom? No. Pi? I don't know. Fucking who knows? He's a fucking weird cat, bro. Yeah. I mean, like, there's no other way to say
it. It's like a friendship.
Wow. Well, nonetheless,
he's a weird cat.
It could be just like a clothing company or whatnot. But
apparently, Kim just paid him $23 million to keep their home amidst the divorce.
Oh.
$23 million.
Okay. She paid him.
She paid him.
Okay.
Is that how much their house is worth?
That's how much she took.
Hmm.
He's like, it was actually 40, but he gave me all that booty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll cut it down to 23.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah.
You gonna shove it up your ass? Well,
I mean, who thought that relationship was going to work?
Yeah, this was a couple hours ago. The U.S. Occupational Health or Occupational Safety and Health, OSHA.
Mm-hmm.
We were just saying how they're kind of updating some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They will not enforce the 29 CFR 1904's recording requirements to require employers to record. There's a lot of record in here. Worker side effects. So you don't have to record side effects for the COVID-19 vaccine. They said, right here, DOL and OSHA, as well as other federal agencies, are working diligently to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. OSHA does not wish to have any appearance of discouraging workers from receiving COVID-19 vaccinations, and also does not wish to disincentivize employers' vaccinations efforts. As a result, OSHA will not enforce this requirement to require any employers to record side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine, at least through May 2022.
I mean,
It is unclear if the recording requirements are subject to change once OSHA will implement the emergency regulation on the COVID-19 vaccines. Because remember, they haven't really enforced anything yet.
No, they've done nothing.
So, but it's just like, you don't want to disincentivize employers from, you know, getting this vaccine effort underway. But you just don't want to record the data because you think that that would discourage people? Isn't that saying something?
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try to validate what they could be thinking. I have no idea. I think, though, that the big argument was if a company requires you to take a vaccine,
are they held liable
by forcing you to. Yes, they should be. That's part of OSHA, right?
Yeah.
If your job requires you to do a certain thing, they have to be held accountable. And by not recording data, I just feel like they're trying to do some kind of loophole to not make these companies be held.
Exactly.
Because they're going to be like, I don't want to do that because obviously there's shit going on. And so by incentivizing would be, well, you don't have to do that. So don't worry about it. Just go ahead and follow the mandates.
Yep.
Or lack thereof.
Ay,
ay, ay. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating.
The OSHA show.
What? I have a funny story to share with you guys, but I'll do it after the show.
Oh, does it involve a bear?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any funny videos on your TikTok, dude?
You want to go funny?
Sure.
Well, sure. You gotta update this. You gotta fresh this thing up, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Give it a facelift.
Give it a facelift. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and refreshen it a little bit.
What is that? There we go. This dude, I was showing you guys, this guy to me is like, you couldn't put Russia onto a picture anymore than this guy. Like,
this is just Russia in a nutshell right here.
Literally.
Okay. There's a man on a bear
with a vodka
shot glass and the bottle.
He's riding a bear and the bear is like loving life. You know what I mean? Like,
let's do it here.
Kanye.
Did he just say Kanye?
Yep.
Look at the bear, dude. The bear is just like,
he just takes the shot, bro.
The bear's like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah.
What is the bear doing?
I think he's wanting a shot.
Oh, they give the shot. They get the bear drunk, dude.
I bet the bear wants a shot.
Yeah.
See, this is so fucking weird to me. My father-in-law this morning had to drop off my youngest so we could do this, you know? And he's like, yeah, you're about like, there's like a mama bear and some cubs they found down the street, like walking around the neighborhood. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Down here.
Well, yeah. Up in Kelso there.
Okay.
And in Russia, they would be like, well, where is it at? I want to ride this thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like America's like, let the hide ride your kids, hide your wife. There's bears out there. Russia's like, bring it home. Fucking.
The first comment, in Russia, we drive bear.
Yeah.
Watch the shadow.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. So this is a video.
And I do have another funny one. If we're going to do the Bigfoot one. This fucking dad. Okay. This dad, their kids are out playing, bro.
Yeah.
And this seems like a great family. The kids are out in the fucking moat. You know what I mean? Like, there's a fucking pond. They're out fucking having a blast. Four-wheelers and shit. This little kid's riding a four-wheel, and the dad is hiding in the fucking woods with a Bigfoot costume. Not a good one, just a Bigfoot costume.
Okay.
This kid's reaction is fucking dope, dude. I love how scared this fucking kid was. He thought it was real.
What the hell is wrong with you? It's Bigfoot, I swear.
Right away, though.
Oh, it's Daddy.
Throws a
rock at Bigfoot Daddy.
I just love, like, I swear. And
that then is hilarious.
Oh, it's Daddy. How do you know it was Daddy? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Like, you're in a costume, bro.
Oh, that looks like Dad. Oh, never
mind. It's a Bigfoot. I swear. Funny. I don't got a lot of funny ones. I was saying though, we talked about the, I sent you the other day, we were talking about the alien in the vaccine.
Oh yeah.
And we were saying like the fucking face huggers.
Yeah.
But I showed you that thing. Like somebody brought up that it looks very close
to a parasite type of thing.
No, right? to the alien. The Demigorgon
and
Stranger Things,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Like, don't play the sound because there's fucking music and shit. But
we're not on YouTube, so go ahead and play the fucking
sound. Well, I never thought about it because, like, you know all those images where it's, like, fucking in the sky and the light reflects and it's got the fucking, it's got the legs.
And it looks like the thing from...
It does look like it, dude. Where's the letter?
You don't... I guess we don't have...
Yeah, there's really nothing to play here. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that also looks like Arrival. Or is it...
Oh,
a little bit.
When they talk to...
A little bit. That one's close, though. That looks close, bro.
Or like the...
It's on the upside down world.
Is it the robot things from like War of the Worlds?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Those are... Yeah.
Yeah.
Those look a little octopi. You know what I'm saying? A little squiddish.
It is... Yeah.
But that one I thought was like, okay... But see, what if you go back to that real quick, I thought that the actual comment in the original post was what was interesting. Talk about predictive programming.
Yeah. So they're like telling you, hey.
But wouldn't that scare, like, that's terrible predictive programming. It's like, you made this giant alien monster, and then you're going to put in the vaccine. It's like, I saw that coming.
But
that's even scarier.
Well, no, if you think about it, it's like a hidden enemy.
And you know what's even crazier?
Because it's in the underworld or the other world, right?
Exactly. And then that top one. The red sky, that's actually just a vein, bro. It's his fucking blood.
It's in the blood. It's in the blood.
It's in your blood.
Wow. I seen another article earlier. I don't have it pulled up, but there's actually an organism that they know of. I forget what it's fucking called. I wish I would have saved it.
I think I saved it.
But it's this almost just like this fucking thing. And it reproduces and stuff.
And
there's three different ways it reproduces, which makes it can reproduce on its own without anything, which makes this thing fucking immortal.
Is it the Antarctic virus?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saved it in our bookmarks. If not, I just did. So you can go there and just do a little refresh because there's someone says, yikes, Antarctic virus. Or it's probably already in the bookmarks then. I'll have to scroll and find it. But. It also looks like The Matrix. We've all recently just watched The Matrix. The thing that they put in Neo's belly button in the very beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of looks like a little squid type of thing.
It looks like a lot of shit that we've seen.
So there you go. There's the Antarctic virus. It looks just like that, right?
I mean, it's...
Look at that.
Dude, it's...
And then if you go...
It's definitely a little bit.
If you scroll down in that tweet, what does it say?
That's a Demigorgon, bro. I'm telling you. That's what it is.
Demigorgon.
That's what it is. I can't.
Ew, that's so gross.
Dude, it's just.
Parasites. I don't know. There's a lot of theories out there. There's a lot of video footage about like the graphene oxide. Scroll on down in this tweet, though. So, yeah, open that up and then scroll down. Look at this. Over in, what is this, London? What is this gigantic spider type
London,
thing?
UK.
Titan.
Tate Modern.
Oh, and then it's in Paris, France. They have them all over the place. These gigantic little spider things. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck?
Dude, that's really weird.
Right? These gigantic statues that are like spiders, but they're as tall as trees. And it looks just like the thing out of Stranger Things. Face hugger in Resident Evil.
That's Resident Evil, yeah.
And there's a guy's video where he talks about, and now see, this is where I'm getting a little questionable. Like Stu Peters, there's a lot of this stuff coming out on Stu Peters.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's just selling it, you know what I mean, to sell it.
Dude, no, I mean, listen.
But I don't know.
You know, let him speak. I think it's good. I just, you know, sometimes when you only look at one thing.
Exactly. But this, they were talking about this guy who, there's a BitChute video right there at the top. Nope, go scroll all the way up, right there, that guy. He has this aluminum-based life forms found in vaccines under electron microscope, Dr. Frank Zelawinski. Just open that up, and then you can see, I mean, it's a 14-minute clip, but if you just, like, fast forward a little bit, you'll see what he... found, and he describes how these things fucking are like nourished. They look like eggs. There's graphene inside the vaccine, which nourishes the eggs.
This dude's hair is like, just, I can't figure it out.
But he said that this shit grows. And it's like an aluminum-based life form. And it has like tentacles and shit.
It's like a coral reef.
Yeah, it looks like a spiky bush or spiky fish.
Oh, like a 70s bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's like the prickly bush.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, Miss Jackson. You just poked my dick. Okay. Well, hey, yeah. So I just don't know, man, because I don't know who this guy is.
I don't know.
He's showing a bunch of slides. He's showing a bunch of stuff where he's talking about this and saying the vaccine. And I'm like, okay, okay.
It doesn't matter, though. The thing is there's just too many fucking unanswered questions. They don't want to respond.
Yeah.
Like, no one's came out about this fucking alien and the fucking vaccine.
I know.
Exactly. Like, and how can that be one thing? Like, I understand that sometimes it can be a little bit sketchy with random information like this just coming from people out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, instead of like suppressing it and saying, why wouldn't they just come out and go, okay, we see what they're putting forward. This is how I can show you that this is not true.
That's why I like believe that. That's why I believe that this is fucking a bullshit vaccine. That's my opinion.
But do you think the facehugger thing's true?
Yeah.
You think it's true?
Well, I think there's something. I think there's something, dude. Listen, I looked that gal up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, fuck the guy that interviewed her. I'm just saying. Yeah. I looked her up. She's an accredited person. She's been in the business for between, they said, 11 and 20 years. There's no reason. She's got like a 4.8 out of 5-star review. Multiple people. So I'm just saying,
no incentive to make this up.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, those reviews and stuff could be added because I've seen stuff like that happen, sure. Like the Facebook whistleblower.
Sure. Yeah.
Her page and her bio was just updated the day before she went to Congress and all that shit.
But then that doesn't make any sense either. Why would you just voluntarily go destroy your career? If you're just putting out
bullshit. Maybe she's not.
Bullshit. She's getting paid to do it.
Well, regardless, I'm just saying it's there. And what I'm coming at is, you know, the health officials know that people are hesitant. That's no fucking secret, right? To the point where they lose their job over it.
Yeah.
If somebody's coming out with something and saying there's this fucking alien in this fucking vaccine, it's fucking crawling out, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
This shit's doing the horror movie under the fucking door fingers, like fucking the Signs movie where it fucking stabs the finger off. That's what this thing did on the fucking slide. Now here's the deal. That comes out there. Let's say that it's total bullshit. Total bullshit. Why would no one from Pfizer, no one from Johnson, no one comes out and be like, guys, let me explain.
Well,
there is called a blah, blah, blah.
Has Snopes or PolitiFact or anybody?
No, Snopes and PolitiFact. Now, I don't fucking care about them.
Okay.
I'm saying, you know, people are hesitant. And if you know that this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Why would you not come and be like, guys, that right there is called a X, Y, and Z. Okay. And I know it looks really scary, but this is what it actually is. You know, it happens. It's just part of the vaccine. Like, they're not easing the mind of anyone. They just let it go. And then people are like, these fucking crazy conspiracy theorists always talking shit. No one's fighting back on it. Like, this shit goes up. No one says a goddamn thing about it. And then you just want me to believe, like, oh, this is fake. It's all fake. That's nothing. That's just a normal protein.
Sometimes I think that they want this shit to get out there so that it feeds this narrative and then they can use it against you in the future.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
But
they go, oh, look, you were spreading this conspiracy and look what it led to.
But no one's fighting it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like somebody's saying, like, guys, that's not what it is.
Yeah, and I don't see a lot of spreading it either. I don't see a lot of people going like, there's face huggers in the jab. No. You know, like there's not a lot of sometimes I do see the pictures of it floating around like, hey, what's this thing?
I want my vaccine to look like an undersea fucking photography fucking movie.
Yeah, this isn't
where
the Little
like
Mermaid.
Creatures are like, what kind of jellyfish is that?
Under the sea. Yeah.
Like there's shit moving around like this is the fucking deep sea. And I don't fucking like it. Yeah. There's fucking strings of shit. There's fucking
jellyfish, dude.
There's fucking those dick cucumbers. There's all kinds of shit going on in this fucking vaccine that no one wants.
Yeah. Is that where Brian Laundrie is too? He's like down there like,
I want to smell the vaccine. No one said, what does a vaccine smell like? Does it smell like the ocean? Because it's probably just ocean water.
Or it's Bill Clinton's semen, dude. Yeah. Remember?
Yeah, he jizzed in the fucking vat, dude.
He's
like, look at this. We found semen. And they're wearing glasses.
Oh, no.
It's fucking weird. It looks like Bill Gates' fucking juice.
You will be my children.
Anyways, dude, I want to talk about the funniest thing I've seen today.
Okay.
And that is our good old fucking leader of the free world, dude.
Yeah.
And the fucking horns.
It reminds me of this fucking movie, you guys.
Oh, what?
Inner Space?
The shit that looked like the little spaceships floating around in there. Have you ever seen this movie?
Dude, I seriously?
They shrink down this fucking scientist. And they send him inside this person to figure out, like, all his...
I've never seen
viruses
this.
And stuff.
No.
Dude, literally, when I looked at the fucking cover of that, I thought it was spread legs with people running out of a vagina. That's what I thought I saw. Look at that. They're fucking... There's little midgets coming out of her open legs.
I see a gigantic thumbnail. Oh, boy.
I didn't see the thumbnail first. Anyways, I've never seen this. Inner Space. Never heard of it.
Old. It came out in the late 80s.
Oh, Spielberg? Really? That's weird.
Okay.
Let's play this. Let's play this great clip.
Oh yeah, go to our bookmarks on Twitter, and then you'll see this video where Joe Biden is literally just talking to nobody. But oh gosh, I think it's like the end of this.
No, I don't think they've started yet. You can see the guys in the back with the ladder setting shit up.
Okay,
and then you can see his wife come in, and like stops him, like, "Hey, not yet."
Direct him off the fucking camera.
Like, oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, he has no idea that the cameras are not rolling, but everybody looks like they're just walking around.
Do you notice anything? There's a lot of maskless people.
Yeah, no one's wearing a mask.
Look in the back.
Oh, well, the cameras aren't supposed to be on yet.
Yeah,
The Secret Service men are all wearing.
But dude, his fucking the shitty horns. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Whoever got that horn group, fucking no, go away.
Yep.
This is middle school. Okay. But he just comes up, starts chatting.
He's still dodging that mask mandate, dude. Remember, he was caught in that restaurant?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, here we go.
Oh! I tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
I would like to learn.
Here comes his wife.
You see that? They'll come again.
Oh, Joe, we're not starting yet.
He raises his hand like, see you later. Nice talking to you. I'll see you soon.
This guy has no fucking idea where he's at.
No, he does not.
He has no fucking idea what's going on.
I just, there's something that just happened to me.
What? Yeah?
I was like super happy about this. It was funny as fuck. I was watching it with Chris before we started because Greg pointed it out. And then I just got sad. This is so sad. Like, wow. he just literally does not know what the fuck is happening.
No.
Like, has no fucking clue.
Dude, play again. Play it again, and then let's just watch this whole... It's 14 seconds. Watch this. He's literally just walking up.
I'll tell you what. I would like to learn it.
See that? She said, look at me.
Whoa.
Look at me. Like, she wants him to, like, look at me.
Look at me.
Is that what she says?
Can you come with me?
Click that back just real quick before she goes up there. Keep going.
Come with me.
Right here. Listen to what she says.
I would like to learn it. Let's do that. They'll come again.
Something like, we'll be getting started or something. I don't think she said, look at me.
Look at me.
I do think that, yeah, I'm not, I don't feel two fucks for that guy. He can burn in hell.
No, I do give two fucks. No, he can burn in hell. That's not the reason I give two fucks. The two fucks I give is he is the fucking supposed leader of this country. That's what I give a shit about. Like, this guy can't even observe that people are not at all ready for you or waiting for you, and you're just rambling, bro.
Yeah, why do you think everybody's chanting,
it's
let's go?
It's sad that, like, if something goes down, that's who the fuck supposedly is going to be answering these questions. That's sad. That's really fucking sad.
Well, look at Afghanistan.
Weak. Oh my God, this guy's weak, bro. I just saw this video. I don't have it, but I saw this video where this guy was at a foreigner, but he was at Lowe's, and he was in his car, and it started the video with this old woman. She was like hanging on the inside of his passenger door. The window was down.
Okay.
And she's like, he's stealing my car, or stealing my friend's car. This is my best friend's car.
Shit.
You're stealing it. And he's like, oh, this is my car. I don't know. You know,
me excuse.
And she's yelling, stop it. I've known her my whole life. This is her fucking, you got my shit in this car. So this fucking Lowe's employee comes up and she says, sir, can I please see your registration? I'm sorry, but can I just see your registration, your driver's license so I can please like handle this? And he's like, eh, no problem. You know, and gives it to her. And she's like, ma'am, this is his car.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know where she's at. And she's like, you need to come with me into the. That's oh, Joe gee. Biden, bro.
Yeah.
He's holding onto a car saying, this is my fucking car.
Do you remember?
That's him.
Yeah. Like,
he doesn't know. She did not understand that that was not her car or her friend's car.
Where's mom? Is mom here? Mom? Remember he's looking for his mom?
Oh, yeah.
Where's my mom?
His mom's been dead for years.
Yeah. And he's like petting his fucking dog that they put down.
I was like to thank my mom. Where's mom at? Where's my? Oh, he's watching, sir. She's watching. Oh, she's watching home. Okay.
She's watching.
Actually, she died like 4 years ago.
Okay.
That's not good. I mean, joking aside, it's really fucking bad.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. Blow a shitty horn. Jesus God. That's your.
Well, this coming from Daily Caller, global approval of U.S. leadership skyrockets under Biden, poll shows.
Bullshit.
Global approval.
Yeah, because they can walk all over us. They love it, bro.
I know.
Biden is great.
Yeah. 4-star generals that are women. Or that are men that turn into women. Yikes. Okay. Oh, man. A possible Brian Laundry sighting? Uh-oh. He has become the new Bigfoot, right?
Yeah.
Someone needs to remake that Bigfoot video with the kids.
Just have a Brian Laundry running out.
Yeah, have Brian Laundry coming out. It's Bigfoot, I swear. It's Brian Laundry. Oh, that would be great.
That would be pretty
good. Do it.
That's pretty good, man. I like that. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just, you know, it's fucking, it is what it is, man. It's this guy. I don't get this guy, man. He needs help. He needs lots of help.
He does.
Lots of help. You know what he could use help with, maybe?
What is that?
Aura.
Oh, yes. He needs to protect himself.
Aura needs to protect him badly.
Yeah. He has no idea what he's doing, especially online.
So we've had this company that we've been working with here called Aura, and they provide digital security protection to keep your online finances, personal information, and tech safe from online threats. It's an all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more.
Indeed, man. Yeah, so with Aura, you'll get alerted with frauds or to fraud.
Yep.
And threats that happen fast.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, your credit card does alert you.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can actually prevent fraud from happening. What it's about is how fast can you stop it?
Yeah.
Am I right?
You are absolutely right. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds, and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. They give you one person who handles all the different things. And you talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
You got a friend who had something happen. It took them all day to deal with this shit. These guys will hook you up and put you in line with the right people so it can be as fast as possible and you can get your money back and make sure everything's safe. It's a good deal, man. You can get family added on. Kids added on if you're older, you got some children need it.
Yeah, covers your devices, your identity.
Absolutely. So for a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/pardon. Go to aura.com/pardon to get complete protection and savings up to 40%.
That's aura.com/pardon.
Yes.
Do it.
Easy to remember.
Hell yeah.
Go give them some love. Go check it out. It's worth it. Takes Dude, five yeah. minutes. Just go check it out. See
and
if it's something
you don't want to deal with identity theft.
Dude, I it guarantee you, if you haven't dealt with it yourself, you know somebody that has, it can happen. That's all I'm going to say. It can happen. So just
protect yourself. It's horrible to deal with.
It is.
You know what I mean? It could take you years to get it kind of.
Well, it depends on how bad they go.
Yeah.
So yeah, just good to check it out. Aura.com/pardon.
Do it.
What else you got, man? You got anything juicy? No?
Well, I kind of spent my load, dude.
You blew it. Can I talk about this Biden
I'm in
thing?
I
just want everybody's opinion. I want everybody's opinion. I saw this gentleman who was talking about, I'm not saying I agree. I do think there's some things that look fishy, but I can't say I'm agreeing or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's, slightly trending. So this dude is making a claim that Biden walking off this plane or walking in the yard of the White House is actually a stage. Now, why that would be an easy guess that it could be is because we've seen Joe Biden on many occasions using a set instead of the actual White House. Like, has to be one of the first presidents to actually stage the White House into a fucking
that we
set.
Know of.
He got his booster on the stage and then world leader conversations all on the stage, right?
But as the first comment says in this video, he walks as though he has crapped his diaper. He does walk funny. But in this thing, the man points out that the shadow is very odd. And it does, at this, especially the still image. That if Chris, you want to just pop up the still image here real quick. You can see a line that goes up and then stops and goes behind him where there's a light right across the line. Now, yeah. Greg, you were saying when we were talking about this, you know, maybe it's a lawn mowing, you know.
Yeah, very trim, very precise.
But it does appear to be, I don't know, it looks weird. So let's hear what this guy says, and I just want to hear what you guys think and get your take on it.
The shadow.
And still counting since Joe Biden broke his promise to the American.
This is on Hannity, by the way.
So shadow looks just weird. And still counting. Right, the shadow looks like green.
Look at his shadow. Look at it.
Look at it.
That you, shadow.
Just look at it.
Normal.
See? Look at that.
It's not
that
normal.
It's not a normal shadow. His shadow is like on a wall. That's a set. It's a set.
It's a set.
And he says,
I love how freaking absolutely sure he is.
Well, you know, listen, some people.
It's a set.
Some people are confident.
I will tell you that.
What do you think, man? I mean, first, why do any of this crap? Why have a vaccination on a set that's not in the White House?
Yeah.
Why have meetings and these things in a set that's across the street from the White House?
Well, and remember with that video where it looked like his hand came out of the screen and it looked like a green screen? We talked about this. It was like a glitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That did happen. And that was not fucking real, bro. Like, something was going on there.
The hand?
That looked like the hand.
Remember he was walking from, like, to the helicopter.
That was the microphone, right?
So the microphone went through his fucking...
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
My thing would be, I see somebody put, like, why would they do this? Like, why would they ever do something like this? What if you had a man that was so inept and so out of his gall that they had to do this to make you feel that he was still productive and doing his job, when in reality, he's not leaving this area. He can't.
He's like stuck. This is the backyard, and they put up this just picture frame.
Listen, how easy is it to put fucking turf down, bro?
Yeah.
Like, there's no trees or anything. It's just a fucking flat. Look how flat that area is that he's walking on. Just comparison to the hill that's right behind it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's very flat. It's very, like, fake looking.
And what's with the... So, is there a light?
That's what I'm saying.
The light stops at the
light
where the backdrop would be.
At where you could see a line there. Yeah. And then the light does not go below that line.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that this is a stage. I'm going to say, though, that this is fucking weird looking. His shadow, like you had mentioned, looks green. Almost greenish. And usually when you have, like,
green screen.
You know, pump a shadow, and what happens? You get your bold shadow, and it tapers off. His shadow is still thick as fuck, bro, up at the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The guy was saying it looks like it, because you know when you hit a wall with your shadow, and it kind of does a slight, like, it's still in line, but it comes up, and it's still thicker than it should be? There's no depth there. But maybe this dude is fucking, listen,
So we're watching a movie, dude. This is a fake little movie actor.
What are they going to do? What, like, honestly, if they come out and tell the public that this man is no longer able to function anymore, if they were to come out and say Joe Biden actually has dementia, he's had it, and it's to the point where he cannot no longer do his job. The people, with everything going on right now, the people are going to be very like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? What's happening? So they're going to hide this shit. They're going to hide it.
Yeah.
Let's have him just walk through a set. Tell him. He probably believes he's walking through the... He's like, man, look at all the darkness back there.
And Joe Biden's like, I'm over here. Look at me, Joe. Look at me. I'm over here. Come on over here. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely weird, man. I don't know exactly where this is going to lead to. I thought that they would have killed him off with COVID a while ago. Right?
I mean, it's goofy, dude. Don't get me wrong.
President Kamala.
I think it's goofy. I think this whole thing seems goofy. But by saying that it's goofy and that this seems goofy doesn't mean that it can't happen or isn't happening. Because we've seen weirder shit.
But so the benefits of this would be like as a moral or like a world stage, you'd want the president to seem like he's viral. He's
Why do they not tell us about aliens, right? They don't want panic.
Or viral, I guess.
They don't want panic. They don't want other countries seeing a weakness, even though they already do. But if China knew that he was bedridden, but not able to go out in public because he can't function. Well, shit, you're asking for, I mean, they just supposedly launched a missile.
Wouldn't they just go, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. Yes, President Biden, you still in bed? Why are you in bed? Get out of bed, you weak man.
But who's to say that they don't have people? I mean, they have body doubles. They don't have voice doubles. I mean, let's go. I mean, I'm saying that they could hide it for national security reasons.
Yeah, the deep fakes, dude.
I mean, Kamala's hopping on a plane. She posted her shit, and she's jumping on a plane from an SUV going to a fucking climate bullshit. I don't know what it is, but...
Oh, boy.
This is the most wacky fucking... Everybody thought Trump was the reality show, and I've never seen a reality show more than Biden, ever. Like, Trump was bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking, this literally is...
I wipe my ass.
Yeah, staged. This is...
Yeah.
This is a sitcom. This isn't even reality TV. This is like pre-planned shit.
Yeah.
Jill's like, you're off script. Huh. And then he just freezes.
Well, I'm just... As many times as they have to like escort him and stop what he's either doing or get him to do something... How long before they come out and somebody comes out and just says, yeah, he's gone. He's not there. And then
that person will be a conspiracy.
And then it becomes fucking elder abuse. You can't just drag people along like that and just make them do what you want.
Well, apparently some of the Secret Service have talked to Alex Jones. He's gotten some inside sources there. And they said that, yeah, he shits his pants regularly.
Yeah.
Biden shits his pants.
No.
They're like, yeah, if you see him, like, changes his clothes, like, he goes through different clothing, that's because he shit himself. I'm like, okay.
That was on Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, he shits himself regularly on a daily basis.
I'm that's a dementia issue.
Could be. Yeah.
And, oh, I seen another theory the other day that, remember when Biden's dogs were shitting all over the White House?
Mm-hmm.
What if it wasn't his dogs?
Yes. What if it was actually Biden?
It was his shit all over the White House.
Falling out of his pant legs, dude.
What if the dog was just a scapegoat? He's the one biting ankles, bro.
Yes.
He's just like...
He bit a Secret Service guy on the hand.
You guys, listen to this.
I thought it was a steak finger.
No, you guys. Hey, there was no dog. Okay, there was never a dog.
Oh, my
God. We got to blame it on something. There's our bite marks.
That is fucking... That's too much, and it's believable. That's the shittiest part.
Well, if you're dealing with dementia patients, they do shit like that.
Yeah. Well...
By hands? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
They bite, they fucking... They shit themselves, they fucking... They do all kinds of shit. They're unpredictable.
Dude, we had a pretty fun experience. Can we talk about that?
What?
The other night? That was fucking funny, dude.
What happened?
Okay. Or no, can we not?
I don't care.
Oh boy.
We had our kids being crazy hooligans the other night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's just say they had a slide and there was a lot of poo involved.
Oh no.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
There was a little bit of an accident.
Wait, what slide?
They made one.
Okay.
Out of a fold up like sleeping mattress bed thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And it was well, I was just thinking about Biden. You know, that's why I thought about it. I was like, well, this
is like a slide.
But, you know, he was going down and fucking some nuggets came out of the backside.
Yeah.
And then just slid all the way down. And
Van did this?
Yeah, Van had an accident. And he went down the slide, it like squeezed up out of his.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah, you can't
up his
that.
Back and all over the stuff. And then. You know, bless them both. But my daughter was like, well, let's get this blanket and try to clean the shit up. And then the best part was we were just down here, like, hanging out. They're up there playing, and Van comes down. And I think your wife was like, Van, did you, like, poo or something? Like, what's going on? Like, it smells like... He's like, yeah, I was going down the slide. Check it out. Yeah, check it out. The slide.
No, it's
like,
right up there.
Yeah, and he literally comes down. Is there something going on up there? Like, what happened? You're not talking, like... fluently. And yeah. He's like, yeah. Just go check.
Yeah.
He points slight. Upstairs and goes, go check.
Go check. And I was like,
you must go look at my shit stains.
I was like, did he poop on the ground? Like, what happened? You know? And it's like, no, his clothes are on. Like, everything's on. Yeah. Like, there was no, like, his shorts had nothing on it. It was fucking.
Dang, dude.
Oh, man. It was. That sucks. Listen, no, it sucks. But you know what? Like, you have kids. And that's shit. No pun intended. Happens. Yeah. Shit happens, bro. I thought my daughter was super upset.
Yeah.
We talked to her after they left and she was like so upset. And I thought initially, I was like, what did you do? Like, you are involved with this, clearly.
Uh-oh.
But she was upset because she like was trying to clean it up so that we wouldn't get upset or anything. And they used a blanket, bless them. And there's little sporadic fucking poo marks on this blanket.
Aye.
But she thought she was going to get in trouble. You know, and it's like, no, that kind of stuff. But, you know, Joe Biden's old enough to know better. That's the difference, right? Joe Biden would just
He's old enough to not know better.
Well, he came out and saying,
true.
He's like...
Yeah, actually true.
Well, he did tell reporters he wiped his ass. Right? I wiped my butt!
Right? Oh, yeah, I wiped my butt. Did!
Like, what?
That puts it together, dude.
I wiped my butt! He's I got a cheat!
He's proud of himself because he wiped his own ass.
Yes, he got a candy for it. He got his ice cream. That's why he gets ice cream.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll give you a cone if you can wipe your own butt.
Ice cream is another dementia thing.
It is a dementia
thing. That's actually what he was trying to say next. He's like, I wiped my butt! Where's my ice cream? Where is it?
Jesus, dude.
Tuck it, chip.
Well, that makes that comment even true is that he has a diaper full of shit. It looks like he's always walking with you. My point was is we all have kids and you know when they poop their pants. Like when they're little, you can see it in the way they walk, the way that they kind of like move their leg and they're like, it's always, no, there's a nugget in there.
It's disturbing because like sometimes when they're real young, they'll like just stare at you and then go,
oh, I hate that.
And have the freaking like the eyeball bulge, like you could tell they're pushing.
I hate that so much.
You're like,
maybe that's what he was doing. He's going, fewer.
It's not more. Democracies are fewer.
Fewer. He was shitting himself.
Aye.
Gosh, man. That's pretty funny.
That's really gross.
That's pretty funny. We got too many people in government shitting themselves. That's just weird. Old Penguin. Well, why do you think, the same thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why do you think Nancy's quitting? Okay, she's like, oh shit, it's my time.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit.
I've lost control of this house and I've lost control of my bowels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
anything else that we need to discuss?
Where are we? How are we doing on time, man?
We got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's just do one more check through and see if there's.
Okay.
What is this?
This is political new
trending.
Why don't you go to Daily Star and look at weird news? That's my go-to, you guys. And I did see a guy who, he trimmed his hedge bushes into a big FU, like the giant middle finger, but it looked more like a giant toe, because I guess these kids were coming to his property to destroy property, throw toilet paper, all this other stuff. So he trimmed his hedge bushes into a giant toe. It's supposed to be a middle finger, but, I don't know if you'll be able to find that one, but there's other stuff just on this. Here's an alien one, dude.
Roswell witness, quote, saw stinking humanoids with shark skin and no genitals at crash site.
Oh, my.
Stinking humanoids. Is that like a four-year-old?
Whoa, look at this. Man cuts off friend's penis and stabs him after he took nude pictures of him.
What? Damn, bro.
Daily Star going hard here.
They went real tough, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Nah, that's cool, man.
Did you hear about this huge 7-foot statue of a gorilla, Harambe, appears covered in 10,000 bananas? They put it in downtown New York in the financial district.
Dude, Daily Star has a lot of UFO shit.
Yeah. Look at that fucking rock, dude. Enormous rock split perfectly down the middle, divides the internet.
Alien laser theory?
Look at this rock.
Yeah, I've seen that before. That's a fucking weird one.
That's caused by wind.
I've actually seen it. I don't know why it would have this part, but I've seen it where people like take little spikes and they like hammer them and like carve a little line in a rock and then put hammer the spikes in it and then it will split the rock like
perfectly. Well, they take spikes and they and then they go up another foot or two.
Well, I've seen one where the guy had like 6 or 7 of them in a row and he just and was hitting them all.
Yeah.
And then split the rock. But I don't know why you would do that here with this rock formation. just sitting here out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I have no idea. But that shit is bizarre, right? It's one of those.
Well, and there's examples of that all over the fucking world, how rocks are like perfectly manipulated to fit together seamlessly. Like, how would you, like, almost they figured out a way to make rocks soft to be able to mold them in place. I don't know.
Yeah. And then the cutting is what is bizarre to me is how can things be so pristinely cut without,
that's not natural.
Yeah, without a laser, without some sort of technology, and the holes. I've seen holes that are perfectly symmetrical that are drilled on, almost, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that we do ourselves a disservice because there was a gap for some reason in history. There was this gap where we can't explain what happened or why it happened or where they went or where people...
Yeah.
We don't know how sophisticated these people were, but there's a lot of proof that they were highly sophisticated people. Like the, you know, Egyptians... They had means of like their pots where they were creating electricity out of these pots with the acids and shit.
Yep.
You don't know.
What I want to know is where did all the monoliths go? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that fucking trend where there was just a monolith here, monolith there?
Yeah.
Where are they? Why did they stop?
You ever think that Bill Gates just like hires somebody? It's like, hey, just put the shit up and just see what people do. He got so much money. You're like, hey. Grab a metal fucking thing and shove it in the fucking desert. I just want to see what somebody says. Yeah. Like I would. I'd be like. Put a fake UFO on the middle of nowhere. It's just like a shell of a UFO and just be like, see what happens, bro.
Yeah, it's a good way to distract people, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean...
Because these monoliths, they're just made of steel. Remember them?
Yeah, they were weird. I will say they were weird.
That was about a year ago. So let's see if they start popping up all of a sudden again.
3 minutes ago, Homeland Security Secretary tests positive for COVID-19 despite being fully vaccinated.
Oh, no.
Imagine that.
Fully vaccinated? Okay.
I mean, would you guess any differently? I feel like it's all flu at this point.
Oh, dude. I did listen to this interview where a guy was basically saying that the flu vaccine is bullshit. And he goes, if you actually go to the CDC and you break down the data, he was looking at year to year of how many people actually died of the flu. Because it's reported as like 30,000 deaths, whatever thousand deaths like of the flu. He said that for his numbers, he hasn't seen any higher than 240 or 200 something that actually die of just the flu.
Mm.
Everything else is something else that gets aggregated into the flu.
Mm.
And so they do that to boost the numbers to scare you. It's COVID before COVID.
Sure. Yeah.
That's what the flu is without locking the world down. Mm. So they do that to sell you to go, hey, go take the flu vaccine. Mm. It's free. It's free. We'll do it for free. Right.
So before we go, I just want to read this tweet because somebody could be rich, dude. I saw this. Elon Musk has a little award out. You hear about this?
No.
$100 million.
Oh, okay.
Who wants to make $100 million?
I do.
This is from Peter Diamantis, MD. He's a checkmark fucking Twitter. Elon Musk is giving $100 million to anyone who can find a way to pull carbon dioxide directly from the atmosphere or oceans and sequester it durably and sustainably.
Sequester. I like that.
100 million. There's got to be some nerd in a basement who knows this answer.
Oh, yeah.
100 million is a lot of cash, bro.
It is.
It's not going to be worth much soon, but it's a lot.
But this is how things get done, right? You have the private sector kind of take control of it rather than the government. And you say, hey, go find a cure for cancer, private sector.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, these governments say we need to dump $500 million into this fucking research. It's just like, throw it out there. Be like, hey, listen, we need some shit done. You get $20 million. You can bring me something. $20 million.
Who can do it? Guys remember a while back there was that video going around about the couple that invented like the solar panels for like solar roadways and stuff?
What happened to them?
Well, it kind of disappeared for a while, but they were going through all kinds of prototypes and stuff. Well, apparently they just got a government contract to work on military bases.
Oh boy.
And these solar roadways that they're working on are like heated, so you don't have to deal with ice anymore.
Oh.
They are LEDs, so all the lines on the road and traffic signs and all that stuff just light up in the road.
Wow.
And they're pressure sensitive, so if something falls in there on the road, it'll alert you ahead of time.
It'll send out a little robot and it'll sweep it up.
No, you'll be driving down the road and it'll go, hey, obstruction in the road. And then as you're one mile ahead. It'll just boom,
wow.
Boom, boom,
so it literally looks futuristic, like the Jetsons like Tron or some shit.
Cool.
Wow.
Why don't we end this on a solid note, bro?
Okay.
Seattle firefighters and Seattle police officers that were fired for not complying with the vaccine mandate are now feeding homeless.
Yep. They are out in the streets feeding homeless. They have all these tables set up. They're kind of just volunteering. They're doing something, right?
Doing what they do best.
Yeah, look at this, you guys. They're like, yeah, we got shit canned for not taking an experimental jib jab of poison, and here we are.
You know what's funny is, like, police get a lot of hate, but, you know, firefighters don't. They got quite a bit of love, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And firefighters are good people, man.
No one hates firefighters. They don't arrest you.
You shouldn't hate cops either, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Sad. Well,
firefighter won't give you a speeding ticket.
No.
No. They'll put out your house fire.
Yeah.
They'll save your kitty cat from a tree.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
Have they? Yeah. I feel like that. I want to know how many times they actually do that in a normal day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Save like, cats from trees?
Yeah. It's got to be like once a month. That's what I'm guessing.
I don't know. Those fucking cats get up there a lot.
Most of the time they get down. You got a pretty slow cat if it's just stuck
in the tree. It's in the tree again.
No, I'm glad to see them out doing this. I feel terrible that they're in the position that they're in. That's for sure. So good on them, though.
All righty. Well, hey, any closing words? I say if you're listening to this, it's Thursday. Go leave a 5-star rating on Apple, right?
Yeah.
We need to climb those numbers, baby. Also, we'll see what happens with the full moon. The full moon is tomorrow. This is a Tuesday we're recording this, right?
Yep.
So we shall see.
Get on there, partofmyamerican.com. Check out the shirts and stuff. Like, if you haven't got one yet, grab one, man. They're fucking awesome. Had a lot of people saying on our questions and answers on Patreon, which is something you should also check out, that they wear their shirts and that starts a lot of conversations. So get a shirt, get a hat if you want to support us. That's a good way to do it. It's all in-house right here.
Yes.
And so it's
get on Patreon, everybody. Join us every Friday. Get a full extra episode every single week, and you get to call in, and we will chat it up.
Chris, great job running the controls today.
Everybody, cheersy. All right, until next time, sayonara.
Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.